This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This week is National Volunteering Week, so we wanted to spotlight a Sydney-based organisation doing incredible work in the community. Gig Buddies is a program that makes live music gigs more accessible to the community through a personalised buddy program. I think that the work that they do is amazing, and today I'm joined by Gig Buddies NDIS coordinator Chelsea Dealey to tell me all about it. Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, and I only have just learned about Gig Buddies. It's really cool. Can you explain how it works?
Sure, yeah. So we're very much a befriending project. So we work with adults with mild to moderate learning disabilities. Essentially what we do is we pair them up with a volunteer, and it's kind of based on mutual interest. So, you know, whether that's the same music that they like, it could be the same sport, it could be something really niche as well. We've got a few people with really niche interests, so that kind of comes through as well. It's also based on location, so we try and find someone that's, you know, relatively close to them, and then also age, so relatively close in age. And the idea is that they'll kind of meet up once a month, do things that they want to do, and it's completely up to them. So they very much have the choice and freedom to decide with their volunteer. And yeah, it's kind of once a month for a minimum of 12 months. And then on top of that, we organise a whole bunch of different events as a team, as a Gig Buddies team ourselves. So at the moment, we're doing about, I don't know, between 2 and 4 social events a month around Sydney, different parts of Sydney. So there's lots, yeah, lots going on here, but it's been a really wonderful kind of project since it started in 2015, for sure.
So it's still fairly, I mean, that's only 6 years ago.
Yeah.
How and why did it kick off?
So it's actually a project that started in the UK, so in Brighton to be specific. So there was a band, a punk band actually, called Heavy Load, and three of the members of that band had learning disabilities. And the bass player, whose name is Paul Richards, he kind of, through experiences of that band, he kind of co-founded the Gig Buddies project a bit later on after starting up a campaign in the UK called Stay Up Late, which was really about advocating for people with disabilities to be able to, you know, choose their own bedtimes and actually have the choice in their life to do what they want to do. So that was kind of how it started in the UK. And then our CEO, Carol Smale, she was over there in Birmingham for a conference, and she met Paul and they kind of hit it off. And he said, why don't you bring it over to Sydney? And she said, I might just do that. And then she came back and managed to get some seed funding from the City of Sydney, which was amazing. And yeah, it's just kind of grown since then. It's been amazing.
That's so cool. I imagine, though, that the last year would have been incredibly tough with live music being shut down. How did the program continue through that time? Was it possible to do that?
Yeah, it was, but it was very, it was definitely a really interesting year. So as you say, like, you know, a lot of what we do is based on face-to-face, you know, interaction and face-to-face kind of activities. And of course, when you're in a pandemic and you're meant to socially isolate, that's not really a thing that you can do. So, yeah, we had to really pivot. So we ended up moving a lot of things online. So we started up pretty much regular Zoom sessions. We would do Pictionary and trivia, different topics, jukebox jury where people could bring, you know, songs that they love and play them and kind of talk about why. We also had Petorama, which was like bring your pet to Zoom, which was always a good time as a dog lover. It was like a dream. As much as it was, you know, very odd because it was very much like, you know, staring at computer screen versions of people, it was actually really great because everybody managed to kind of stay connected through that time.
That's excellent. There's often criticism about the inaccessibility of live music venues in Australia for the disabled community. Do you think there's truth to that, Chelsea?
I mean, I can't really speak as an able-bodied person, but I mean, just from the conversations that I've had and the team has had with our participants, for sure, I think there's definitely that, whether it's, you know, physical obstacles in terms of, you know, lack of elevators, for example, you know, stairs, particularly in the older buildings that we have around Sydney. But even then, in terms of, as I say, we work with adults with mild to moderate learning disabilities, so a lot of them might have some sensory conditions that might prohibit them from going to gigs with flashing lights, for example, or really loud, really, you know, pulsating kind of music. All of our participants are so different in that way and all have different kind of needs. But yeah, in terms of finding events that kind of cater for everybody and everybody's different needs, it can be quite tricky for us particularly because, yeah, there's not a whole heap that, you know, tend to be a good umbrella, if that makes sense.
I'm keen to know how being part of Gig Buddies has enriched your life. What do you love about being part of this whole organisation? That's a big question, Chelsea.
It's been an absolute blast, honestly. The people that are involved in this project are just awesome, really wonderful people, really, really open, mostly really tolerant as well. And it's just really wonderful to kind of be part of something that I feel like is actually affecting change as opposed to just talking about it. So yeah, personally, it's been great. But also with our volunteers, I have to say again, like a lot of our volunteers will be, you know, are volunteering just because they want to make a difference in someone else's life, or they, you know, want to give back to their community. That's often the kind of feedback we get for, you know, why do you want to be part of it, you know? But it's also a really great way for them to kind of extend their own social circles. So really, as much as it is geared towards our buddies, our participants, volunteers benefit just as much. So, and it's really wonderful to see people that actually want to genuinely help and give back. Yeah, it's a really wonderful job. Honestly, I couldn't think of a better job.
That's so good. I imagine that something like Gig Buddies is so reliant on volunteers. It is National Volunteer Week. How do people get involved?
So our website is gigbuddiessydney.org. I will say too that we actually just launched a Central Coast arm of the project too. So if there's anybody listening that knows people in the Central Coast or even is based in the Central Coast, you can go onto the website. There's gigbuddiescentralcoast.org too. And basically there's a volunteer application form that you can fill out. It can be quite detailed, but it's a really great way for us to really know, you know, exactly what you are into and the kinds of things that you'd like to do. Once we kind of find a match for you, we kind of start chatting to you about what you think of this person. We kind of give you a bit of a rundown about them, and then, you know, do the same with the buddy too. And then we put volunteers through a bit of training as well, so they're not kind of going in cold, so to speak. A lot of our volunteers we found don't necessarily have that much experience of people with disability. You know, they may not have somebody in their family, or they may not do anything that kind of, you know, interacts with people with disability. So we kind of provide a little bit of an online and face-to-face training session so that they can feel a bit more comfortable and ask any questions. And then once they've done that, we have to do all the checks and balances. So we do reference checks, and we also do the NDIS worker screening check, which just got put in February. And then once that's all done, we can, yeah, introduce you to your buddy. And it's pretty much all go from there.
Well, if you want to get involved in Gig Buddies, you can sign up at gigbuddiessydney.org or find Gig Buddies Sydney on Facebook or Instagram. Chelsea Dealey, thank you so much for joining us on Hope Breakfast and sharing the amazing work that you and so many volunteers across this city are doing. It's great to hear about it.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.